Could be starting, according to O'Brien. What is your mindset right now?
Same as every week, just getting ready to play. This week I'll be getting some more reps, but, it's not any different for me.
Is it easier than it would be, like, say, last week when you had no idea?
It's different. You know, you obviously get more reps, so you feel more comfortable going into the game. You know, some of those plays that I ran in the game were the first time I've ever run them, period, practice or game. So you feel more comfortable going in and getting more reps during the week, yeah.
Can I give you some input about what you're comfortable with?
Yeah. You know, me and Coach O'Brien and then Coach Gotze have talked, already this week of plays that I'm comfortable with, plays that I've, run in the weeks past and stuff, and just trying to put together a game plan that I'm comfortable with, yeah.
What is that like when you're running a play that you've literally never at all run before?
It's a little interesting. You don't think as much. You just kind of go out there and play. But when you have guys around you that can make the plays, it makes it easy.
TJ, how much does it help you going forward? What you're able to do your first time out here?
It helps a lot. A lot of confidence going forward, whatever does happen. It gives my teammates a lot of confidence in me and vice versa. Those wide receivers have a lot of confidence in them.
When you watched yourself, when you look back on what you did, how do you look at how you handle things your first time out?
I handle them like I always do. I don't try to make anything too big. Don't really get too nervous. Just go out there and play ball and trust the guys around me.
Bill said that you were helped the other night by the fact that the people in this locker room have such respect for you and you kind of command a lot of presence here. Do you feel that with them? And was it just kind of like picking up where you left off when you got back?
Yeah, a little bit. I've had such a prior relationship with a lot of guys in this locker room, and I know them, that we're all friends. So, that definitely helped going out, into the game. I'm not looking in the huddle and some strangers. These are guys that I've known for years. So we were all comfortable with each other, and I don't know if it's as if I demand a presence. I just, we're all good friends and good teammates.
If you're out there again, how special that will be for you doing it here in Houston at Energy Stadium?
Oh, it'll be great. Nothing beats playing in front of our fans here, and to get a chance and get an opportunity to do that again would be special, yes.
Your first storm was still the loudest the stadium's ever been. You remember it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was very loud. That was a special day against Atlanta. I was just a young, dumb rookie back then. But, that was still very special, a good win for us then.
If you were a young, dumb rookie back then, what are you now?
I'm still dumb sometimes, but I've definitely grown a lot as a player, in 5 years. And, playing that first year, kind of getting thrown into the fire helps a lot of that.
TJ, as a quarterback, what's it like to throw to DeAndre? What kind of target is it always provided with him?
He makes it easy. He's got a catching radius. And it's big. When a guy coming in my situation, do you have guys around you like that where they can, it's kind of a comfort blanket. And I know when I throw it up to him, he's going to go get it.
Your parents going to be in the nosebleeds?
Hopefully not.
When you look back on the last 3 weeks, is it just kind of crazy? Do you shake your head at everything that's happened?
Yeah, to kind of look back, first 6-7 weeks, I was sitting on the couch watching football. So, I'm just very thankful to have this opportunity and thankful to be here.
When you see a cornerback like Darrell Revis, how cognizant do you have to be of his presence and just kind of as you make your reads, just be aware of
him? Yeah, he's definitely a guy that you have to know where he is on the field at all times. He's one of the best to do it. So, going into a week, you got a game plan around him, got to make sure you know where he is.
How much had you thrown to Hopkins going into Monday?
I've been with him, when I was here before. So he was definitely, out of all the receivers, the guy I felt most comfortable with. Just throwing to him, kind of know him as a route runner, know him kind of what he's going to do on the field. So he was definitely a guy I was looking for.
How unique are Shorts and Washington and your time with them? And I know it's been brief.
They're both great route runners. I've only been seeing Cecil this week because he's coming off an injury, but Nate's a savvy vet. He's always going to be in the right spot, the right depth, at the right time. So, he's definitely a guy that you can trust.
What was your day like yesterday?
Came in here and got a head start on the Jets. It was a quick week for us, quick turnaround, but nobody's going to feel sorry for us. It's a tough team we're going to be going up against, and we got to get a head start.
Did you sleep much? What time did you come in? Because you guys got back.
Yeah, we got in around 4, slept for 3-4 hours, got back in here.